I thought I would. it's about 7 o'clock in the morning, and the interview yesterday, 12 hours ago, and I thought I would try to get down with some things about it. The fellow actually cut me off. That's the first time I've ever had that happen. And, of course, I was sitting around wondering what I did. And actually, the first thing that happened was I was, as I came in, I could hear the usual two. I don't know why these guys can't handle it by themselves. But the two guys, they're just alike. And they were talking about whether we were racist in this what they wanted to talk about was this stop Star Wars thing. And the problem was, and so they started, first they were talking to each other, the usual stuff about whether this was racist or not, and so forth. So then we got started, and the fellow started to ask me about it, but he didn't ask, it's the wrong thing. He said, as usual, I don't do any background. So he started talking about this stop Star Trek 7 or whatever it is thing, because it promotes white genocide. Well, my first thought was, I'm not ready to discuss that. I haven't seen the movie. I haven't even thought about it in the context. And actually, most people say, well, I would have thought of so-and-so. But my reaction turned out to be right. What I wanted to do was avoid talking about the movie. Because it involves this business, it involves destroying white people on that level, and basically it was a movie to advertise, I guess it's a movie to advertise interracial stuff. So this guy started with, so you're a white supremacist. And I said, well, that's one good solid lie anyway. And he acted like he didn't remember what he said. They usually do that. What do you mean? What lie? You know. I mean, he had said several things, but he had actually labeled me only what, so it was pretty obvious. What I do with people who are playing that game, gosh, what did I say? I just go from there, and I think that was the first time I said what something about labels, because he got the word about labels, and then white supremacist. Well, I don't know. You know, what I could have said, and again, that's not what I'm doing, is what I could have said, was that you can't be a white separatist and a white supremacist. But the alarm bells were telling me that I didn't want to identify myself to him as anything. I wanted to get this discussion over with, such as it was, and I wanted to stay on the attack, and he wanted to stay on the attack. And if you look at it the way I look at it, it probably didn't sound at all like others, and it's not like I had all this planned out or anything, but when attacked, you attack. And I asked him what a white supremacist was before he had said I was, yeah, white supremacist. Then I asked him what a racist was because he had used the word. I'd heard him and his buddy the bad cop or whatever it is, talking about racist. And I said, well, you use the word. And so I hit him with that. And I also pointed out that respectable conservatives never have the guts to ask what that word means. In other words, I guess the lesson there is I was trying to get as many points in as I could. Instead of, I simply didn't want to handle this business of labeling me at all or of talking about this movie. So I just started throwing in my own points. And I guess that's a good approach. It's not like I had it planned. You never know until the thing starts. It's like, they always say the plan of battle disappears with the first shot. Well, I don't know about that, never having had a plan. But anyway, I'm not, I'm sure I could have done a better job, but that is such a waste of time. What I wanted to do is get out of there without being labeled, without giving myself a label. And I certainly did. I completely frustrated them. And he was talking about this mattress. The other thing I hate about these people, you can always tell they don't have any idea what you're talking about. They've done no background whatsoever. And he had something he wanted to say about this mantra. He asked me about it. He asked me about white genocide. And I said, yes, I originated the term. But if you listen to it, you can tell that they were always trying to talk. And I insisted that I talk. And if we draw a lesson from that, it is that these people are always going to try to totally dominate. And you're not put up with it if you're willing to get cut off. I don't know if they're going to broadcast it anywhere or if you'll get a copy of it. But that's pretty well what happened. I didn't talk about whites. I knew there was something I should say about white supremacists, but it would have involved me saying I'm a white separatist. And it's like the Briar Patch or something. You just don't want to, I didn't want, I sort of felt that I didn't want to stick my foot in any label. So anyway, that's what happened.